The Year of Us continues with memories of parties past, of killer tomato kick lines, and celebratory bra burnings. And it wouldn't be one of our parties without the appearance of inappropriate dildos.
Welcome to Pitney and Amelia's Bitchin' Boutique!
We may be awful, but we're right.
Oh my god. You know, I was thinking about how... Do you remember how when I lived on Riverside, that fabulous house on Riverside, that was the perfect house to throw parties in, but not a great house to live in necessarily.
Yeah, it was a perfect party house, but not the perfect living house.
I mean, if I had suddenly come into a lot of money and I could have been the one to buy that house, that house is like anyone who, if they live in Austin, if they come to Austin, you won't find it because it's not a house anymore. It was on the corner of Riverside and Kenwood.
Oh, is it gone? Or no, is it renovated and something
else?
It was
turned into law offices.
Oh, God.
And it's so
weird
because when I looked at a listing of it, I can still see the bones of the house in some of the rooms. Like, you can tell, you know, which bedroom is what by the configuration of the windows, because every room had its, like, weird uniqueness. But it was like an old, for people, it was an old Craftsman that was built in like 1926. It still had a lot of the original features of the house.
It was fabulous.
It was a great fucking house. And if I had suddenly come into a whole bunch of money and I could have been the person to buy the house, it would have been the greatest thing ever. Because it was a huge property.
Oh, yeah. And I remember you had that huge porch and your kitchen was enormous.
Yeah, it was enormous, to hike from one end of the kitchen to the other, but with that kitchen, imagine a huge, huge room that's a kitchen, but the only counter is on either side of a farmhouse sink.
That's true.
There was no counters in that kitchen, and the walls were all doors leading to other rooms. It was like,
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, There was a lot about that house that was just fucking wrong. But a nice island in the middle of that, a nice functional island in the middle of the kitchen would have been great. But I mean, you know, it was, but the thing was that when my old roommate and I lived there, the rent on that house was $500 a month.
Oh my God.
Which I know, like, right now sounds like nothing. Back then, our previous apartment was $350 a month for that two bedroom. This house had no air conditioning and almost no heat. It had no appliances. We had to like find a used stove and a used refrigerator.
That's right. I remember that.
It was like fucking rat infested. It was a mess. But it was such a cool fucking house.
It was such a beautiful,
fabulous house. And it had this huge front porch, this amazing backyard. It was enormously huge. And we used to throw these huge parties, and we didn't... It's like, I honestly do not know how I ever threw the parties that I threw. And I know you are the same. But like, we had things like... My roommate worked at a deli for a while, and he could get, like, these big deli trays, because they would do catering at the deli where he worked, and he could do deli trays, like, for cost, like, just for the cost of the food, as long as he made them, and he did it, like, not during his work hours. Like, if he worked till 5... And then between 5 and 6, he just
made the
trays and then brought them home. Or, you know, I would have to go downtown to pick him up because he couldn't bring them home on the bus because they were always huge. Yeah. And it'd be like one would be all vegetable and the other would be all fruit or something. And it was just these amazing party trays. And, like, we would get kegs. Like, real kegs. Not like the beer ball kind of kegs. Because remember in the 90s, you could actually buy a little pony keg.
Oh, yeah. The, like, little minis. Oh, I do. Yep.
Oh, my God. But we would, you know... And we would have... Like, probably over the course of a night, we could have easily between 50 and 100 people passing through.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it was just... Well, most of the time, we didn't have themes. It was just we wanted to throw a party.
Yeah.
Because if, like, that... The time that you and I disappeared into my bedroom to change into our Kiss costumes and then just walked out into the party... as Gene and Paul for no goddamn reason. That was no goddamn reason. That was not a themed party. Because at first, and then later you changed out of your Paul costume and put on your Marcus costume.
Oh, yes.
And that was the same night as the bra burning.
Oh, yes.
Where I donated a couple of old bras. And I guess my roommate, I guess she, the other roommate, donated a bra or something, and you and that little drag queen stood out in the front yard, you and your Marcus outfit with the bras on the end of sticks, and we set them on fire.
And
nobody, not a head turned.
Oh, I know. And I'm sure I thought, like, two of us were in drag, really outrageous outfits, burning bras on sticks on a busy street.
On a major busy street.
Yeah, nobody even paid attention whatsoever.
We thought maybe people might honk something.
Yeah, it was so maybe they didn't realize what we were doing.
I mean, we did have really good tree cover. That house had amazing trees. Yeah. That house, and so it was like you had to really be looking, you had to know where to look, but they were on fire. How do you not know this fire? Yeah, I remember
we were right on the sidewalk on the edge.
Yes. I mean, well, you were up above, because remember that house had a terraced yard, so you were up above sidewalk level. You were
okay.
Because remember, I had to climb a hill. Like, I would park in the grass at street level, and then I had to climb a hill every night.
That's right.
To get into my house.
Oh, shit. You know, and it could have been, too. It was South Austin in the 90s. And it was probably like, oh, drag queens burning bras. It's not a big deal.
That's true. We might not have been the weirdest thing they saw that night. But, you know, I was thinking...
it was just, you know.
Yeah. And I was thinking that... At first, I was thinking that party did have a theme. Because I was thinking that was the rock and roll party. But the rock and roll party, you and your ex were dressed as Wasp.
Yeah.
As Blackie and Chris from Wasp. And I was dressed as Lita Ford. That was a completely different night.
Yeah.
And remember, like, Susan was dressed as Stevie Nicks. Because remember, like, when before she shaved her head, she had that really long hair. And she basically dressed like Stevie Nicks every day anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And we had, like... One of my roommates was sort of dressed as Madonna, sort of.
Yeah, I remember somebody was dressed as Janis Joplin. Was that Jonathan?
No, Jonathan was dressed. Oh, I think it was Robin. Jonathan was. I specifically remember that Jonathan was dressed as an agent. He was wearing a satin shorty robe, with no shirt. So that he was all bare-chested with, like, a satin low-cut thing. And then he had made business cards. That's why I remember that he was an agent. Because he passed out business cards to everyone who was dressed as a rock star.
So he was, like, in the suite of the casting couch room or something.
God, those days were so insane.
Mm-hmm.
And we were shit-ass broke.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, we were always throwing parties. Like, I
know, we were always throwing parties, always making costumes.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, for, like, we're not talking $20. We're talking, like, hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah, we didn't fuck around. Yeah. And yeah. when oh, we yeah. threw a party, oh, yeah. It was always like, oh, well, I mean, it has to be. And we, I mean, it's not that we weren't spending money on alcohol, because we were.
Yeah.
But that was never the big expense, because that was never the focus of the party. The focus of the party yeah. was always something else.
Yeah.
Some other fantastic whatever it was.
It was always the costumes or the decor or, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, considering that you once threw a mini Renaissance fair in your backyard for a party.
Oh, God. Yes, I did.
With a maypole and fucking, like, fortune telling. Oh, my God.
I remember Trisha came and she had a little booth set up.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Where she was selling, like, her pottery and some stuff. I think Trisha was the fortune teller, too, wasn't she?
I feel like she might have been. Although, you had so many friends who could have been.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it. Although, I don't know, maybe she was... I remember her doing fortune telling at the party that... I think it was the party where we had the drag show. The Halloween drag show. At... Russell's.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, I don't remember. I barely remember that party. I remember the stage.
Which earlier tonight I was reminiscing with my hubby. Because that was the night. It was fucking freezing. It was easily at or below freezing. And yeah. yet part of that drag show was that my hubby, who he and I had just started dating.
Yeah.
We'd only been dating for like a year, and he just really wanted all my friends to like him and everything, you know. So he agreed to wear nothing but little cut off shorty shorts.
Yeah, him and Russell no both wore like hot pants and nothing else.
Yes.
And shook their ass. Remember, and I did wanted muscle them.
Poses.
I wanted them in jock straps, but they but wouldn't do it. But that
was never going to happen.
They would jock not straps do it.
Were not going to happen. Oh, my God. That was a crazy... That was a good party, although as the drag shows went, it wasn't... I mean, I don't think anything could ever top the first one, but...
No.
Because building a stage yeah. with pallets and, you know, head shop tapestries and yeah. God knows what to put on a Star Trek themed drag show in your backyard. I mean, that's yes. just goddamn, you know.
But I do remember at Russell's, I remember the fabulous thing where I had I don't know, were you in this or not? I don't remember. I had a bunch of in tomato costumes with green stockings and pumps and garter belts. Doing the can-can to the Attack of the Killer audience. Tomatoes.
I wasn't okay. in that show. I was in the audience. I was helping, like, work the curtains and whatnot.
Okay. But yeah, I remember you guys yeah, doing... people in tomato costumes with stockings.
You were, yeah, belts. You were, like, doing... you were, like, can-can kicks. But you were also doing the Macarena, if I remember right. Weren't you
oh,
doing,
probably.
Weren't you marching around doing Macarena yes. hand motions?
Dressed as tomatoes with, yeah, green stockings and garter belts and pumps.
It was so... That party was amazing. That, I mean, oh my Lord. We always threw the best parties. But the problem yeah. with... And Halloween parties... I know we've said this before on the show because we always, you know, our Halloween episodes are always big. But the thing about Halloween parties was that we always aspired to have the kind of parties that would happen in movies or on TV yeah. shows where every single person arrives fully decked out in a real costume, not mm-hmm. like just some, oh, I'm wearing a green shirt, it's so I'm a lizard or whatever, you know, some bullshit. And then everyone's fully yeah. decked out and everyone dances. There's like music playing and everybody's dancing.
And I did have that for a while, a couple years I had that.
But not fully, it was but never not, fully yeah. participation. Because it's like people just will not. There's always.
Yeah.
Because we always would talk about if you show up and you're not in a costume, I'm slamming the door in your face. But in the reality of it, they just walk in.
Oh, yeah. And people, I think so. But you remember, if people weren't dressed up, I would make them and I would dress them up.
That's true. They
And nobody wanted that.
Oh, yeah. It's like you do run the risk of being forced into an outfit you did not agree to.
If and have I lipstick all over the your party. Face. Oh, yes. I would dress you up and I would do your makeup and you never came out of costume again after that.
Yeah. There was a good chance you were going to end up with nail polish on your teeth. And you weren't getting that off easily.
And lipstick in your eyebrows.
A full face of lipstick.
Eyeshadow and Vaseline on your lips.
A full face of lipstick. Oh, my God.
Hey, lipstick makes a good base.
Sure. It does, actually, you know... Landon Reed, my favorite little TikToker, the guy who does like the June Rogers, the Fabulous 50s Housewife drag, he swears by orangey lipstick to use as a color corrector under his foundation.
See, there you go.
Yeah, it's way cheaper than a lot of that other color corrector.
Yeah, because I remember, and back in the day where you couldn't get fabulous colored lipstick.
Oh my God.
Eyeshadow with Vaseline. And you could have any weird color lipstick you wanted.
That's right.
Blue, gray,
I mean, God, remember how obsessed we were the first time we saw Priscilla Queen of the Desert and the opening scene with Charlene, the lip syncing to the Charlene I've Been to Paradise? And he's wearing that fabulous blue glitter lipstick. And it's like, fuck did you get that lipstick? Yeah. That had to have been custom-made lipstick. Because you couldn't buy shit like that back then.
But you can make it out of Vaseline and eyeshadow.
That's right.
And it works good and it stays on.
And yet now, you can get nail polish, lipstick, anything in any color you fucking want. And yet, people still walk around wearing normal, boring shit.
Oh, I know. Speaking of...
Ooh, what?
There is this woman that comes into work all the time. She's a regular. Not only is she mean and has this horrible, horrible straw-colored bleached hair.
Ah!
But her lip liner and her lipstick look so stupid.
Does she do like a really dark lip liner?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's like this old fucking battle axe that looks mean.
Oh my God.
And you know she loves Donald Trump. And she has this really dark lip liner and this really just shiny, 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 like fuck me red color lipstick.
How old do you think she is?
Oh, she has to be in her 60s, at least.
Oh, my God.
And it's fucking insane.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, you would be such a fabulous drag queen from, like, 40 years ago, but you're so not fabulous now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she just needs to... Ooh, maybe... Do you think she has a t-shirt that says, "Not today, Satan"?
Oh, God, I wouldn't be surprised. She seems that type.
Oh, my God.
I bet she has Trump panties. You know?
Ugh. Yeah. So gross. Oh, my God.
Ooh. New October Pod promos. Let's hear what we've got.
October Pod AM. Retro horror for bold individualists. Listen bi-weekly. Wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe to Octoberpod Home Video for true, true-ish, and classic tales of horror and the paranormal. New videos each month, only on YouTube. For retro horror of impeccable taste, listen to Octoberpod AM, wherever you get podcasts. You're listening to the smooth sounds of retro horror on October Pod AM with your host, Edward October, the best horror narrator of the podcasts. Stay spooky, mes amis.
Wow, that was weird. Tape must have gotten possessed. I hate when that happens. OctoberPodVHS.com.
It's hard to rank the parties. Well, like we were talking about, participation, especially costume mm-hmm. participation. Possibly one of the best costume participation parties ever was the year when you and your ex had your first anniversary. Because that was the romance novel party,
yeah.
The romance novel themed party. And yeah. Part of that was just we just had the right friends.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And all the costumes were good except for the worst person in the world, because he just used it as a reason to wear a leather jacket and like a harness.
Oh, of course.
And
And he said he was from the, you know, what was it? Oh.
He was O, from the story of O.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, no, you aren't, though.
Yeah.
Because you're just making up a thing so you could just wear the outfit you would have worn tonight anyway.
Isn't that funny that I even remember that? And it was so long ago. Yeah.
My and favorite thing was that.
Yes.
I looked so goddamn fabulous that night because I got ready, actually, at the worst person's house.
Uh-huh.
And that was when his roommates were all drag queens.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The little short one who wasn't a drag queen, but was, like, the boyfriend of one uh-huh. of them. And he was, like, he was Mr., like, wig stylist to the stars uh-huh. kind of guy. And not only did he do this amazing thing with a wig that he wore that night, where he wore the wig backwards. Which is always, like, if you know what you're doing, you can really turn a backwards upside-down wig into an insane hair.
I've done that, yes.
Yeah. But he did my hair that night. Because that was back when my hair was still very long. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't any particular kind of character, but I was basically the bodice ripper type chick.
Oh, okay.
So I had like a corsety thing on and my boobs were busting out of a billowy top, and I had a skirt that was ruffled up on one side and my thigh high boots.
Yeah.
And he put it all in hot rollers
uh-huh.
and then he like teased it. It was huge. And there was at least a whole can of hairspray in it. And there was like 50 bobby pins. But the thing I remember the most was that while he was doing my hair, we had the Olympics on, and that party was the night that Tonya Harding's lace on her skate broke, and she went over to the judges being like this. Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember her skating up there in tears. Yes, I remember that.
And, like, putting her foot up on the thing. Oh, my God, I love Tonya Harding. Oh, my God.
And they let her redo her thing, right?
I think they let her start over.
Yeah.
But that was, oh, my God. That night was so much fun. And that, what was, now I have to ask. Because I know that Verity Noslin was there.
Yeah, she was.
Because she was sort of living with you guys at that time.
Yeah.
But was she wearing anything?
I don't remember.
Or was she just dressed as herself?
I don't even remember what I was wearing or what my ex was wearing. I have no memory at all.
I feel like he was wearing something kind of Robin Hood-ish. I remember him wearing kind of a, that kind of a hat.
I remember he had that Robin Hood hat, so it must, yeah. I don't remember, though.
Yeah. I know you were probably wearing some kind of a pirate shirt. And I'm sure. You know, something very Renny and thrown together. Yeah. Oh, my God. Talk about the glamorous island / punch bowl. Because you want to talk about party decor.
Yeah, we got a kiddie pool.
An old dying
kiddie
pool.
Yeah, that we turned upside down.
Well, I think it was crushed and it had like fucking snails and God knows what all over it. Like it was already destroyed.
Yeah, I remember we turned it upside down and we covered it with paper mache.
Yeah. It was taking up the entire dining room table.
Yeah, and we made it like a tropical island with a lagoon and a volcano.
Yes.
And so we...
An erupting volcano.
Yeah, so we had a platform for the volcano and somebody brought a cake that was in the shape of a volcano.
Oh, that's right! It was the volcano cake!
Yeah, and
that's
then
right.
I remember we had a cup that we put in it with like dry ice and stuff with you poured it in and the stuff and so it erupted lava over
but it was
cake.
But it was like
and
yeah
it
was
it
a
fogged.
Sugary substance
yeah.
It was like a sugary substance that erupted all over the cake because it was meant to be like the icing on the cake.
Yeah, and I remember we had a lagoon and we had little plants and I remember out of hard-boiled eggshells I made a Rafflesia plant.
Yes.
Which, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's the corpse flower. The Rafflesia is the corpse flower.
Yes.
And I made it. I remember it was out of an eggshell. And I cut it and we painted it and then...
Like with markers and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. And it was like red with like that, you know, like white puffy paint. So it had, yeah, and we made a Rafflesia, like a big Rafflesia.
Oh my God. And there were, like,
that
trees
cool.
And little people. There were little Guatemalan
yeah, that's
worry
true.
Dolls
we had
that were standing
trees
around
and people
on the
and
beach.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And the punch bowl, because you cut a big circle.
That's right, the lagoon.
And we set the punch bowl
that's
in it,
right.
That was
the
lagoon.
Was the punch bowl, and I remember the punch was blue, yeah.
The punch was blue, and I think we had some dry ice in there, too, if I remember right.
I forgot like about bubbling. The punch bowl, but yeah, my God, that's God. What an undertaking.
And that was kind of like trash can punch, too. That was probably like Everclear and Blue Curacao or something.
Oh, yeah. And, well, you know, I mean, us back then, too, we drank a lot of Kool-Aid. I loved Kool-Aid, and we would always have Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure it was Kool-Aid and Everclear and... Probably five different things that I threw in it, because you know I used to love to do that to people.
Oh, well, we were always inventing drinks anyway.
I'd be like, drink this, it's fabulous. What is it? Don't ask, it's fabulous. And I'd give somebody like, you know, ranch dressing mixed with, you know, cooking wine.
What was in a Think Pink? What was in a Think Pink?
Those were good. It was the frozen pink lemonade.
Yeah.
And it was...
Like a little scoop of that concentrate.
Yeah, it was that. And it was like the strawberry... Was it the strawberry Smirnoff? I think it was the strawberry Smirnoff twist.
I feel like it might have been Boone's Farm. It might have been one of those. Because remember, they had that strawberry wine that the Boone's Farm brand.
Yeah, but no, the Think Pinks were vodka. But we...
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely...
Oh! Wait,
it was that
no,
strawberry
I'm remembering
vodka.
That weird wine that came from Arkansas.
That was the Boone's Farm Muscadine. That was the Boone's Farm Muscadine. What was that? It was like the Muscadine wine and coffee or something. What was it? The Widowmaker.
I don't know, but it was the Widowmaker.
That's right. And I remember, like, I was so, when the, like, people coming over and me serving them, like, really cheap tequila with tap water with a tea bag in
with
it.
With a tea bag. It's classy. It's mixology. They wouldn't understand. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. And I do remember making, you know, ice pops out of Mad Dog, you know?
Oh, God. Oh, I remember the one time I had a party and there was one bottle of Mad Dog at my house and people were like just taking little sips out of it, like, oh, I've never tasted it before. Oh my God, that's disgusting. And then my brother-in-law ended up finishing it. I think Feely and Al and his brother both finished it off.
But I remember that was the first time I'd ever had Mad Dog, and I remember at your house it was the banana red.
Yes.
And I remember I was so horrified and fascinated at the same time by it that I always started buying it in different colors for different events.
Well, yeah, because there was a lot of varieties of Mad Dog.
And I would make people drink it. I'm like, here, drink it. It's green.
What was the other one? Night Train. Night Train was kind of like Everclear.
Oh, that shit was nasty. Yeah, really strong, like, fortified wine. That was some nasty shit.
It's so weird that it was wine, but it was as strong as
it was. Oh, those fucking Night Train.
And it was almost like it was wine concentrate. It was like, ugh.
And I remember that ghetto store that you could walk to from the Woodrow House. It was right, on the corner of Burnett and North Loop. They had Mad Dog, they had Night Train, and there was another one. It was like Night Train, Night Train was the white wine, right? The horrible.
Yes.
There was another brand. It was the same kind of thing, and it was the red.
But it was a different brand?
Yeah, it's not Night Train.
Oh, my God.
And for the life of me, I can't think of... That shit was so fucking nasty. And I remember it was like $1.99 for a big bottle.
Well, yeah.
And I remember, like, being broke and at the end of the night, and somebody would go up there with change and...
Yeah, they would...
Bring it back, and we would finish it off. That was like... last minute, end of the party, just shit.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
But yeah, I'd forgotten about the tropical island. That was fabulous.
It was so glamorous. And one of the things I always think of, because that was when, it was lots of videotaping of things. Mm-hmm. And... when y'all were getting ready for the party, because a lot of that party was ended up being videotaped, like the romance novel game and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, I and remember we did the push video pineapple I did, contest. Yeah, I remember on the video I did a tour of the island. Remember,
you did a tour of the island, and what did you use as a pointer?
Oh, that's right, as a pointer we had a dildo that I was using as the pointer. That's
and there were a lot of really close, like zooming in on the poor little worry dolls, and then all of a sudden this giant dildo would come in from the side of the shot and it'd be pointing. See, right here. It looks like this dildo like waggling around.
Oh, God, that's so funny. I mean, I would never do that now, but it's funny to think about back then.
Wait, which part of it?
I would never use the dildo for the pointer now, but but back then, it was funny back then.
It was fabulous. Oh, God. Speaking of inappropriate dildos at parties,
I know.
So, and people are like, oh, God, what?
Oh, my God. I'm picturing
one time, Pitney, was it your ex's birthday?
I think it was. Yes, it was.
I feel like it was.
Oh.
The theme for that party was Studio 54.
Yes, it was.
So it was like everyone coming in their disco best, and it was fucking fabulous. And once again, worst person in the world.
Oh my
fucking,
God.
Fucking inappropriate as hell. He decides. let's just walk through the thought process, because every time he showed up to something like this, it would be like, What are you wearing? And he has to explain how. Well, the party theme is this, so here's the three steps away from that I am.
Yes.
Because I wanted to wear this. So it was Studio 54.
Yes.
Which was a thing that was popular in the 70s.
Yes.
What was another thing that happened in the 70s? Streaking.
Oh, that's right.
So, yes. So he wanted to be, he wanted to appear naked, even though no one wanted that.
Oh my God, yes.
So he wore a jock strap with a dildo glued to it. Which,
I and a leather jacket.
Well, but he wasn't wearing that much.
Yeah.
He was mostly just nothing. I guess he had his boots on. Nobody picture a potato covered in pubic hair.
Yes.
That's what his body looked like. It's just like nobody wanted that.
Yes, it was, and yeah, a potato with pubic hair with a hard-boiled egg-shaped head on top and toothpicks for legs.
And at that time, we had several friends who had children who happened to be at the party who were eye level.
I remember, was it Russell that got pissed off? Or was it Trisha that got pissed off? Somebody got pissed off because their offspring was there.
I'm trying to remember. It feels like it was longer ago than when before their offspring was born. It might have been someone else's kid.
It may be, but I remember that. And somebody got pissed off.
Because remember, not Trisha's offspring, but the other offspring.
Uh-huh.
There was the pregnant about to drop any minute was at a Halloween party where where we did the slideshow. Featuring Latrino.
Featuring the worst person in the world as Latrino.
As Latrino, that we made the king of filth. And we made these artworks and we took pictures of them. We made slides and we told a story and did a slideshow. And she was super fucking pregnant at that party.
That's right.
Remember, because her belly was covered in rubber spiders.
That was after we stopped talking to him.
Right.
So, yeah, so this party, yeah, it was so definitely before because he was there. So we were doing that party and so it was somebody else's kid.
We were making a mockery of him, knowing that a few people at that party were still talking to him. But it was like, fuck him, I don't care.
Not very many, yeah.
No.
Oh, so who, yeah, that's right, it was somebody else's kid. But I remember somebody with a kid was pissed.
And it was a little kid. It was absolutely eye level with the dildo. It was a very small kid.
Oh my God, who knows?
But that party was so much fun. Yeah. Everyone was having a good time. Oh, and I think the other thing he took some white grease paint.
Oh, that's right.
And put it around his nostrils.
Yeah.
Because that's appropriate, because he wanted to look like he was all coked up.
Yeah, except...
Because, once again, it was a Studio 54 party, therefore he's naked with coke on
him. And I could just hear him, what do you mean you don't know where this is? How do you not know what this is? It's cocaine!
The 70s!
I could just hear him.
Oh, God.
What do you mean you don't know what this is? It's coke.
Coke adds life. It's the real thing.
Oh, fuck.
Have a coke and a smile. Oh my God!
I have pictures of him in that outfit.
I know. Oh my God.
I have that party. I have pictures of you from that party, and you were wearing your Logan's Run little tunic dress that I made you.
I was wearing that little tunic, but I was wearing it as a top, and I was wearing it with silver.
Yeah, that was fabulous. Leggings. Yes.
Yeah, it went really well with that top. I still have those. I don't wear them anymore. I can't get into them anymore.
And my ex was, I remember he was wearing that gold lamé shirt with the vest, and he had those pink polyester bell bottoms and a wig. Oh my God, it just dawned on me. I still have that wig.
I hope so.
That wig God, that I he's so. Wearing, I still have that wig. Like that weird, like, it's obviously a man's wig, but what the fuck? I have that wig.
Yeah.
I have
it
that wig.
It was like 70s Anchorman hair.
Yes.
in a wig.
I do have that wig. I do indeed.
It's a good wig.
That is the only wig that I still have.
That's sad because I gave you a whole bunch of wigs that Filianelle's mother gave me.
I wish I still had those wigs, but that is the only wig that I still have is that. But I still have it.
I have so many wigs.
You know, I wish I still had the blonde Barbarella wig that I had.
The Barbarella wig?
You remember the wig with the rise and the bangs that I wore with the pink sequin dress with the green boa trim that I did You Think You're a Man in?
I'm not remembering the wig for some reason. Oh my god.
I looked good.
You did.
I looked good.
Someday I will digitize. That just needs to be one of the projects for this year, is to get out all those videos once and for all and digitize them so we can actually have all this shit. My God. Should we talk about, well, it's so hard to talk. It's so hard to talk about like the greatest, cause we had so many great Halloween parties and stuff, but the year that we did the sit down dinner, I'm still so proud of us.
That was fabulous. No. And I was talking about that not a long time ago with somebody, like randomly at work or something, and
we were the hostesses with the mostesses.
Yeah, the squash soup that you had made that we served in the pumpkin soup
with a sour cream and food coloring spider web.
Yep. Oh, remember, and we made individual Cornish hens for everybody.
Everyone had, and it was like a curried vegetable, like sort of stuffing and sauce. It was, and I made, that was the year that the first time I made using the brain mold, the chicken never nays, and crackers using the brain mold. Chicken never nays is so goddamn good.
I love the never nays.
And what people need to understand, it's actually very easy. Yeah. It's like a chicken salad, but you make it like in the blender / food processor so that gelatin. It's all ground up. Yeah. And you do it with flavorless gelatin, and then you put it, and it's like boiled chicken with spices and onions and whatever. And then you pulverize it and put it in the gelatin. And then you put it in a brain mold because the color of boiled chicken is perfect for a brain. And it's actually delicious. It's really good.
It was good. I remember people were so grossed out. Man, I'm not going to eat that. And then you know what? They fucking did.
Because all you have to do is get them to taste it. And then they realize, it's just chicken salad that's in like.
Yeah, it was really good. And I honestly don't remember, did I ever serve cat food and said it was pate, or did I just want to do that?
You wanted
to. Okay, but I don't think I ever really did I?
Tried to serve fancy feast.
Okay, I don't think I ever did, huh?
Because I could
see me doing that.
Oh my God.
At the time, you know. Actually, but I'm naughty enough. I could see me doing that now. Not that I have events anymore, but I could see me doing that.
God. Now, what people need to understand, and let refresh my memory, didn't we do the sit-down dinner the same year that you did the party where we had the smoke machine and the laser lights and the inside of the house decorated with poster board that we painted like stone walls on so that the whole house was like gray with black grout.
Like
the
inside, like a castle or something. Yeah.
Because I remember, because when we set up the table and everything for the dinner and the room was only lit with candles and glow sticks. Yep. Because we had jack-o'-lanterns and candles and things all over. We had candles going all up and down the middle. the centerpiece of that table. Yeah. That's still one of the proudest things I've ever done.
Yeah.
We bought enormous candles, like off-white colored candles that I dripped different colored wax down the sides. And then we surrounded them with like Spanish moss. And I had bought a bag of ornamental gourds. Yeah. That started to rot before the night of the party. So we had to tell people, do not touch the centerpieces because some of them your finger will go right into them and it's disgusting. We had like mini pumpkins and all kinds of shit all over the table.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. And we worked so hard on all that food, but god damn it was so good.
Oh, yeah, it was good. And then I think that was the same year I did the inside, but I made the garage a little mini haunted house.
Oh, with black lights and stuff.
We had black lights. And I remember I had stuff hanging from, like, the middle of the wall, so it was, like, or the middle of the ceiling, so it had, like, you know, like textile things, and then
there was some dangling decorations, too. An old TV
showing, like, silent clips from horror films that I had, like, black fabric over so it wasn't real bright. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And I do remember people, but I remember mostly it was, like, people in there, like, getting stoned and probably having sex.
Oh, God, that was totally the pot-smoking room. That was totally, yeah.
Oh, I know. I remember everybody was in there, like, smoking weed, and I'm sure there was, like, some blowjobs or something that probably went on in there. I'm sure.
I was not involved in any of that, but probably, yes.
No, nor was I, but I guarantee you that was,
I mean, it was the times. The 90s were a decade of debauchery.
God, oh my God, it's a wonder I survived, yes.
Well, you and me both.
It's like a wonder I could have died of, you know, easily died of, you know, liver failure or AIDS from that time period.
Oh, God.
And luckily, I somehow escaped both.
And I, well, my...
Knock on wood.
Weirdly, it wasn't my party type shit that would have killed me. It was the home, the sitting at home by myself usage, because that's bringing the room down, though. The handful of pills, taking enough pills to get full, to quote Danny Bonaducci. Yeah, that was me. Oh, God.
Which is fabulous if you're doing it at a party.
But when you're doing it by yourself, it's a little sad.
No.
Oh, and do you remember, oh, my God. So, just the other day, someone was... Because people who are, like, super... I joined some, like, you know, Facebook groups of people that are super into Halloween or whatever. And Halloween decorations. And... You know, they refer to Valentine's Day as Valloween, and they're trying to come up with, like, people are trying to get suggestions for, like, making, like, a spooky version of an Easter party or whatever. And I said, well, I mean, the only thing I ever did was that one time that I took that stuffed rabbit and I nailed him to, I made a crown of thorns for his head and I nailed him to the wall at that Easter party we went to.
Yeah, you brought it for Benny's Easter party. Yes. Yes. Benny's Easter party.
I mean, I got permission. I mean, it wasn't my house.
I remember that.
I needed permission to crucify a rabbit and also put nails in the wall. Because it wasn't my
house. Oh, I remember, and they were like, oh, sure, do it, girl.
Other people are coming in while I'm doing this and, like, laughing my ass off, and people are walking by like, oh, my God, what is that woman doing? Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we weren't for everybody. And we're still not.
That's okay.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to rate and review us wherever you listen.
If you send us a screenshot of your review, we'll send you a Bitchin' Boutique sticker.
Everyone loves stickers! Please subscribe or add us to your favorites wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribers get new episodes first and are also more attractive.
Drop us a line anytime at pitneyandamelia@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear from you!
But maybe when you're here for the con in August, we could have a fabulous room party.
Yeah, we always say we're going to do that.
Could it be fun, though? We could do, like, an old Noslin style and have food and videos going.
Oh, a Mondo... Mondo Bizarro. Mondo Bizarro.
But we could do an old school con party and have videos and food and, you
the
know.
Muncie.
That would be, oh my god, the Muncie.
And eat things on the Muncie.
The Muncie.
The Muncie was a little mini crock pot or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the electric hot plate.
The hot plate, yes.
And the brand of it was Muncie, so it was always like, did you bring the Muncie?
Well, you know, that's just reminding me of, because our next episode, by the way, people, if you've gotten this far, our next episode is all about Verity Noslin.
And prepare for ecstasy, because we will discuss the Muncie.
The Muncie, the Canon. And we will discuss
the Canon, the Xerox. Or should I say, not the Xerox.
Not the Xerox.
And the VCR was... The machine.
But see, we'll go into all that. Oh, yes. Oh, and before I forget, I'm just going to say it now, because if I say it on the show, then it's real. We've yes. had two separate requests for a live Filk show.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay.
I told you. It's like, all we need is one more. And I got to say, it needs to be someone who's not on Fellowship of the Geeks. Sorry, guys, but... I realize I now have two separate people from Fellowship of the Geeks, but that is two people. That is two.
So they liked our rendition of Leela.
Yes, I mean, who wouldn't? Oh my god!
And I can you know, do my Filk is a scary thing when caught in a Bardic ring. Maybe we could do it together at the con in August.
That's a good idea.
We'll plan it.
Yes. Oh my god, the year of us is has just I you guys just have no idea. You have no idea. I mean, the Verity episode coming. We're going to have an episode later that's going to be, all about the worst person in the world. Yeah. We have a whole episode that's just about what a piece of shit he was.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Amelia.
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Exactly.